The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
While the majority of us have been enjoying the recent sunshine, the warm weather hasn't meant paradise for everybody. Residents of more than a dozen houses on the old Airfield Road in Castlebridge in Wexford have been without running water for the past 5 days. We're joined now by Amy Shinners, one such affected resident, and by John Hegarty, a councillor for the local area of Castlebridge. Good morning and welcome. Amy, we'll start with you. Just tell us about the water shortages. How did it arise? Was it a broken main? Or is this something that you see regularly?
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me on. We see this so often. And I was only speaking to a neighbour the other day that we were saying, like, it's not strange to kind of, when the weather is warm, to just check the tap before you have a shower, because, like, the tank is probably empty.
So do you know the reason why? Because, you know, water is delivered to you through a pipe. Mm-hmm. It's not as if you've got a pond in the back garden and the sun is evaporating the water. So what are they saying is the reason for hot weather means no water?
So Irish Water have said that it is a pressure problem and that it's a demand thing. So, like, when people come on their holidays to Kirkcaldy or, like, Ballinesk or wherever they stay, which would be maybe 8-10 kilometres from our house, maybe a little bit more, when all those people kind of flock to Wexford for their holidays, that the demand is too much down there and the water doesn't end up coming to us. But we're the residents. We should be, like, prioritised, really, for water, you know.
And tell me where you are vis-a-vis Kirkcaldy, obviously, is on sea level. So they're down there. Are you up on a height?
So we got a thing from it was County Council yesterday saying we're about 70 metres above the water level.
So it looks like the old pumps can't get the water up to you. So water will find its way down rather than up. That's for sure.
Exactly.
So it's lack of pressure. They can't get the pressure to you.
No.
How many years would you say this has been a problem?
So we live in the house about 5 years now, and the pressure has never been great, but, like, we've just lived with that, you know, like, our washing machine's very slow and the tap is quite slow, but, like, we get by. But the real, like, outages have been happening the last maybe two summers, if not the last three summers. The first summer might have been higgledy-piggledy kind of gone. But last summer and this summer, we've had countless outages. And this is the longest one.
So even in the winter, when it's lashing rain outside and the reservoirs are filled to the brim, your pressure would not be great?
No, never.
Yeah, so we can't blame the sunshine particularly and the arrival of holidaymakers in Kirkcaldy and elsewhere entirely for this. It's not even good in the winter when there's loads of water available.
Exactly. And we've complained about it numerous times to Irish Water. And in fairness to the County Council, they have been so good. They've come out and they've done what they can. They've put a pressure gauge on our wall because we would be the highest house, our particular house. We allowed them to put a pressure gauge in the back of our wall, but Irish Water just won't meet the County Council halfway and fund them into what they need to do, you know.
So you can actually see the bad news on the pressure gauge. You can see you've no pressure. Oh dear. I suppose knowing is better than not knowing. But still, right. Yeah. Amy, thank you very much for that insight. Councillor John Hegarty, what's going on? Because time was, before Irish Water was created, that the council had responsibility for this. And Irish Water will tell us again and again, they inherited a lot of legacy issues from the councils who were not doing their work. And they're really spending all their time playing catch up.
Yeah, good morning, Pat. I'm not sure that that's the full picture here. And I'd just like to comment, first of all, I think it's remarkable how upbeat Amy sounds. When you think about what she and other residents have been living with, not just for the last couple of days where they have no water, but for the last couple of years on and off, like all of those things that we just take for granted in the hot weather, taking a shower, get a glass of water. Or, I mean, with kids, you know, we're all recommended to keep sun cream on them all day, and then it's nice to have a shower. But those are the basics that are not accessible to these people now. So it's remarkable that she can come on and sound as positive and as patient as she is.
In terms of what the council can do, we'll talk about, you know, infrastructural stuff and, you know, pressurising the system with better pumps and so on. But has there been any council announcement of water conservation measures in those areas which are depriving Castle Bridge of its supply?
So I suppose, Pat, the solution here is not just conservation. It is improved infrastructure, and I accept we can get onto that.
I'm talking about today and tomorrow, John. You know, Amy wants water. So if there were conservation measures down below at sea level, she might get a dribble in a tap. That's really what I'm saying. So even as an emergency measure, have they done anything to conserve water lower down?
So what they have done as an emergency measure is they've delivered water to all of the residents and bulk tankers, and have made a commitment that as long as this is ongoing, then they will continue to do that for the residents there. The second thing that they have proposed to Irish Water is to put in a bypass system, which would be a short-term measure, which means that not all of the water will head in one direction, that you can bypass the tower and provide a supply to the old airfield road, which again would require some funding, but it could something that could be done in the short term and would alleviate the problem, certainly. Irish Water, in fairness, and while I'd say that there's many areas that they have let the residents down, in terms of this short-term solution, they have agreed that they will look at it and provide the funding to do it, hopefully.
And tell me, was the council, before Irish Water was created, was the council doing anything about this?
The council
was there
had
a plan?
There was, and there remains a plan going back to 2014. We were aware that this was an area that would become a problem, and have submitted plans for additional boreholes, for a new reservoir, for some trunk mains to service the area. And all of those will certainly alleviate the problem, and I think will solve it. But they do all require substantial funding. And to this point, Irish Water haven't given the go-ahead.
So you're saying the council had this plan, but it needed money, but they didn't do it anyway, but they had a plan, and now Irish Water have responsibility for this. They inherit the council's plan, but perhaps they have more grandiose ideas as to how to resolve it with a view to the future as well. Anyway, John, thank you very much for that. Amy, I was just wondering, I mean, it's a lovely sunny day, no wonder you're in good form, although it's always sunny in Wexford, we know that. How are you managing for washing clothes and showering and all the rest of it?
We're very, very lucky that my partner's parents are, well, they're a 20-minute drive away, so it's still a significant drive in the evenings, but we've just bundled up our stuff every evening at about 6 or 7 o'clock and kind of gone across and had our showers and tried to get a wash on and whatever. Like, I had to, on Monday, I just kind of caught whatever I could. I work in an office now on my own, but I still have to be dressed well. And I had to run downtown and like spend money on clothes because I couldn't wash anything. You know, it's simple things like that. And like, I'm a girl, a lady. I have to have my hair washed and things like that. So it's such a nuisance. My whole life is just kind of on hold. Like, I can't go to the gym because like I know that will be an hour, and then I need to get across to Colm's parents' house to have a shower and wash clothes. Like, the whole, my whole life is turned upside down because of the water.
Are you on Zoom every day or on Teams doing your work?
Yeah, Teams. We use a lot of Teams, Yeah.
So at least you have to be dressed from the waist up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to be presentable, you know.
What about the poor old dog?
Oh, like, I feel sorry for Ralph because, like, we would normally, like, hose him down or whatever because the weather is so hot now. Granted, he doesn't really like water, but we'll do it. But like, we've to buy 5-liter bottles of water to keep him hydrated as well, and try and like wash his bowls and like keep him cool. Because it's not fair on him in this weather either, you know.
Well, look, we hope it is resolved. And, you know, by having it on air, maybe it might move Irish Water to do something more quickly. But Amy, thank you very much for joining us. That's a resident of Castlebridge, Amy Shinners, and before that, Councillor John Hegarty.